Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to an expert talk from November 2019. Mr. Kai Timper, General Manager Sales Color Digital GmbH presents DMI xCloud, the Digital Product Development Network.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome to the audience. My name is Kai. I'm a member of Color Digital team together with the Digital Textile Connection on the Performance Days. Thank you very much for your invitation. Yes, I would like to introduce you shortly for the next 20 minutes, the Digital Product Development Networking of the DMX Cloud. Then I would like to invite my friend Andreas for the panel talk and for sure for questions you might have in the direction of digitalization of the supply chain of the sportswear industry. What is our mission? Our mission is that with the DMX Cloud, which is an independent platform, we are connecting brands with suppliers, suppliers with their suppliers, anywhere in the world. We create a universal color standard for physical and digital development that enables you as a supplier or as a customer to communicate colors, 3D objects, textures in a total digital way. And for sure, what we are searching for is to reduce time for the developments, to reduce for sure costs in the development, and nevertheless to be more sustainable in the future in our sector. We have strong partners and friends that I would like to introduce shortly. Apart from the German Fashion Institute, we are working strictly confidential with the telecom, in the printing area with Epson, in the 3D business, Human Solutions. You will see these solutions later in short films. Together, very strong partner X-Rite and Pantone, and ISO and Andreas Büdel with this company located in Germany. So what we are facing today in our industry, only some examples what we are facing. When we are present the digital solution within the customers, for sure you can see some facts, also what you find and what you have to handle in your daily work developing a collection. And just imagine, it's only one example of our customers who is producing 1 million meters of sampling only to sell and to create the garment, the fabric for his customers. We do not have to think about it, what kind of amount that is to create the collection. And if we are going further down, we have the same things what we are facing when we're talking to brands, when we're talking to retailers. It's a total analog world in the supply chain what we are facing today. Therefore, we created the DMX Cloud to follow you in the supply chain. And I would like to introduce you some facts what we can offer with the solution. Therefore, it is needed that we for sure analyze the transformation of established processes. This is one of the most important things that we have to have the change management in the company, that we can cross sharing the information what we share digitally with internally your company and with your suppliers. And the more we are talking about the digital informations what we are getting, the more we get precise in the quality. If you see the digital lab taping process, for example, the production control, the standardization of colors, and least the material simulation and digitalization and sharing. Therefore, everybody has to speed up the development times. We have to rise up quality in every sector. And for sure, we have to save money in the development. And for sure, we have to be much more sustainable as we are working today. As I said, therefore, we created the cloud, the product development network, just to give you two overviews about the outcome. If you're deciding to go digital, is to speed up in the market with all the customers we have. We had the result that in the development time, the customer saved around 30% of developing time. And also a very important effect is that the development and prototyping costs would saved up to 40% in the development supply chain. What do you need for the digital development? It's five very important elements what we are presenting. It's for sure everything starts with colors. It's materials, 3D objects and textures. You can handle products and images in the cloud. And to give you a short overview in the supply chain, that from the first moment of a decision of a color, which is digitalized, we are following this standard, which is creating during the whole supply chain. So first step is the color standard, what we are creating. We are going then in the total digital lab dipping process. We are connected to all Adobe Creative solutions. So you also can work color right with the standard with your patterns and weavers. To be also connected with trims and accessories, so the connection to your suppliers, where you get buttons, where you can zippers, everything can be organized via the cloud. And for sure, to get a perfect development in the 3D world, there is also the color right standard to create in the 3D world the materials, textures, the first simulations. And everything what we do behind the solution is that everything after the decision is ready for production. And finally, also, if you would like to load up all pictures in the e-commerce shop, for example, also there's a guarantee that the product photos and images are color right. We love to connect. As I said before, we're an independent platform. So what we are doing on the left-hand side, we are looking inside a customer, we are organizing the digital standard for a company itself, and then we are connecting these brands with their suppliers, and I will show you later how that works. That is one important thing. The second important thing is that we are also connected to all the leading industry solutions. When you are thinking, for example, about 3D development, like Assist or Clo3D or Browseware, also with for sure X-Ray Pantone when you're talking about color. The DMX word contains these tools, what I would like to introduce shortly after I would welcome my friend Andreas. And everything what I said starts with the color, so we are a very strong partner from Pantone. Just imagine that the whole Pantone color card is digital available with spectral values in our cloud. So there is no need anymore to send swatches for the lab dipping process worldwide in any of the suppliers you're looking for. You can just drag and drop all these spectral informations in the Adobe world when you're working with InDesign, when you're working with Photoshop. It's only a drag and drop. And everything what you do on your screen, you can work color right on your developments. That is only one possibility we can offer. For sure, there are all other colors available from the companies. At this time, our value is that we have almost 100,000 colors in our cloud with the spectral values. The next very important tool is our DMX 3D library. So we are at the point now, right now, that many companies are scanning their articles to get in the digital world, in the digital development. That is necessary at this moment, but we are convinced that in the future, in the near future, we do not have to scan anymore, because we are going really right to the first point of the supplier while he's creating his collection. And therefore, we have to analyze what kind of maps we need to simulate an article without producing 1 centimeter of this fabric. So what we do is to collect all these data from the suppliers, and we are communicating these data directly from the supplier to the brand. To give you an impression of the simulation of data, of development of our, one of our customers, you see this, what we can do with wool, for example. And if you think about it, that this is only data, what we are talking about, our customers already gave us a confirmation that they can work with this kind of quality, what you see here on the screen. The physical properties, we are still on the programming it right now, is that for sure also this article needs the information for bending, thickness, the weight, the elongation, warp, and weft. It takes another few weeks and we can simulate also this. This is one part with fabrics. The second part, for sure, is that we also can communicate all 3D objects, like PB Budel, accessory company in Germany, which is 100% digital. The creation of collection, the communication of all the developments made for the customers are communicated via the cloud directly to the customer. The communication, whether they're need some, there are is a need to change something, for example, the color or the thickness of an article is communicated via the cloud. Just think about it, how many parcels we all send every day around the globe only for the developing. We can save quite a lot of them while we are on the road to decide on the screen our articles. The next tool is the DMAX Matchbox. The Matchbox is a tool where we are organizing the whole lap dipping process in a digital way. Just to give you a short introduction, the way today is the designer has an idea, he has a swatch. The swatch is sent to a factory, I don't know, in Asia or anywhere in the world. There's a third person we do not know. This person takes the decision to make the lap dipping process. It's resent back to the designer, and he says, okay, I can go with it or I can't go with it. Just to give you a short overview of what we are doing, we are connected with the PLM systems and the company, the brand, gives automatically via the Matchbox the order for a lap dipping process to the supplier. Just imagine the color card is ready for, I don't know, 20 colors for 50 suppliers. You can send all these information in 1 second directly to all suppliers worldwide. Everything is protocoled automatically in the Matchbox. We have one customer who is doing around 6,000 lap dips a year. It takes about 8 emails in average to follow this lap dip, one lap dip. So we are talking about more than 24,000 emails only to follow the lap dipping process. So in this system, everything is protocoled automatically. And what the dyeing houses need, all information here with the color, you can see and control whether the lap dip process is correct or not correct. We can show it also on the screen. This is not a calibrated screen, it's a little bit different, but you can decide also visually whether a lap dip is okay for you or not. And at the end, the Matchbox will tell you also, please send me only the one I need because it's color right. For questions, for sure, you can ask us later. Next very important thing we are following is the DMAX specs. What does it mean? We are in Germany following two big projects with a big customer and the German Fashion Institute for the standardization of metadata. In this project, more than 50 brands and suppliers are following this project until the mid of next year from the GCS German Fashion to standardize data. What does it mean behind? When you see the brand in the future, has a question, I'm looking for a wool article, 100% wool, 1,000 meter, I need this color, this structure. He drops this information in the cloud and just think about booking.com or flights.com. In between 1 second, the customer will get all the results from the suppliers who are connected. And the next step is he can take a decision from this offer made by the suppliers. He can drag and drop the articles immediately on his avatar, work in his own software. If he likes this article, he can drag and drop all article information in his digital library, and at least he will get all information from the article for his PLM system automatically. That was a short introduction. I would like to invite you now for a short film, what we made with our customer Büdel and Hugo Boss. And after this film, I would like to ask Andreas to join me here on the platform to have a small talk, panel talk. And as I said before, do me the favor, if you have got any questions, please do not hesitate to give us the questions. Yeah, thank you for the first step. That was a short introduction how we communicate right today. It's not tomorrow. We are communicating in this way today. Andreas, come, please follow me. And it shows how we can really save time, we can save costs, we can save many things and to be more sustainable in the market. I prepared some questions for you, Andreas. I would like to ask you, first of all, warm welcome to the audience.
Thank you.
You are a very close partner to the digital textile connection, what we have here in the center of the performance days. First of all, thank you very much to have you there. Can you give us a short overview of your company? What is your digital history? What you did so far in the digital transformation the last, not even months, I think it's a couple of years.
Yes, actually, we are on a digital track for more than 15 years, I think. One important step for us was to install digital stock management systems, what you also saw in the film, actually. Mm-hmm. Then we're working in 3D product development for right now 12 years, that we are constructing and creating all our solid items like metal buckles, plastic items, etc., in 3D construction software. And the last final important step for us was to even establish a digital color communication system via the help of DMX Cloud and Kai's guys in beginning of 2018 to implement even the digital color in our product development process. This was the final step so far for us, to get our complete product development process completely digital, as well as for our own collection development, as well as for the customized projects that we are handling for our customers. Mm-hmm.
So I see you are pushing the digital transformation since years, and you came to the DMX Cloud almost 2 years ago. What efforts do you see? What is the most positive thing? What you recognized the last 2 years, 3 years, while you're almost 100% digital, I can say, in your development, in your communication with the customer, in virtual prototyping, the biggest amount or the biggest effort what you got from this decision.
Yeah, obviously, anyone is talking about sustainability right now. So this is the sustainability issue has got something like fashionable, but actually for our company, the sustainability has been a major issue for years. So our contribution or the real effect of digital product development is really also a contribute to sustainability, because as soon as you're working in a digital way and no physical prototype has been produced, this is for us a very sustainable process, as no resources have been consumed so far. This is one important step, and the other I would say important trend so far is the question of time to market, to speed up development, to speed up product development steps, and also in this case, the digital product development really helps us a lot in speeding up processes and to get a more precise preview of the final result that we will get in the actual production, physical production of our items.
Did your company save some money?
obviously, yeah.
That is one of the most important criteria.
Yeah, it's not about only our money. It's also about the money of our customers. Because actually, as far as you're working digitally, and as far as you don't really have produced any physical items so far, yeah, this is really cost saving, resource saving, and highly efficient. So it's not about our own money. It's also the money of our customers. And on the other hand, it's about speed. Yeah, which for us. It's a really critical issue.
Okay. Yeah. You are on the road since a couple of years on this digital road. How did your workflows internally changed, and how did your employees reacted when you're always? I know also your brother. You're coming every year with new ideas, and you're changing, and pushing ahead. So what is the reaction in your company?
Yeah, actually, the reaction was completely positive right from the first day, because everyone of our colleagues and employees really understood and could really get hands on the positive effects of especially about the digital color management that we have implemented in our company within 1 week, I would say, getting operative. And we really got very positive feedback by our employees. And as well as by our customers, because also they understood very, very quickly the positive effects and the savings in time and in money.
Okay, when I see that internally everybody is working in this digital way, while you are presenting your developments or collections to your customers digitally, what is the reaction of the customer? And especially I would like to hear, what is the reaction of the design departments or the sourcing departments who has nothing more in the hand, only on the screen?
Yeah, obviously, for our product, when we're talking about solid products like metal trims, like plastic trims, etc., it's much more easy, as you don't really need the hand feel like you will have on the fabric side. Mm-hmm. So I think that for the fabrics, someone might even be more critical and might have more questions than on our product part. But actually, the feedback is completely positive. And for most of our customers, getting digital data, getting hands on our product development data is really also very helpful for themselves, as most of our customers are getting on this digital track as well. So most of them are having already digital product development projects running on their own. And for them, obviously, having a supplier who can contribute with digital data for his trims and for his products is very helpful for our customers. So the response by our customers is very positive.
Okay, very good. Yeah, one effect of the digital transformation, you said it, is to handle all the data, the metadata. Standardization of data is one of the very important topics in this time. How do you organize all these data internally in your company, and how do you exchange all these data or with PLM system or to your customer and so on?
This has been a very important point for us, for our company, right from the beginning as we started this digital product development story, that right from the beginning our question was, okay, but how about if the customer likes this product, how about the customer would like to confirm the product? He won't be able to confirm it if he doesn't have an idea about the pricing, about the weight, about the material. He might have 100 questions besides the only physical appearance. Yeah, and right from that point, we were taking care about sharing all these product data with our customers, and for this requirement, the PACS system of a DMX Cloud for us is absolutely important and critical feature.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, one last question to look in the future. You are right now digital. The market has to follow. That is the task. What is your opinion or vision for the next near future? Within your company, what do you think? What are the next topics to be even more efficient, even more precise in the quality, even more faster to market.
Yeah, we are 100% convinced that in the near future the market will be like selected, and that only the fast guys and and the precisely working guys can survive. So this, we strongly believe, even in this new kind of cooperation, working digitally, using like cloud technologies as a new way of co-working. We are really convinced that this is the future. This is why we are also investing in different projects, additionally to the DMX Cloud. And yeah, right now we are working on getting all this these efforts connected, and getting the platforms connected. And that's the current situation. But when we're talking about vision, we're absolutely 100% sure that this is the future for the sector, especially when we're talking about sustainability and speeding up time to market.
And what do you think, what are the topics for the market in general? Because when you present your collection, for example, to your customers, all the customers are not on the right on the same position in the transformation of digitalization. There are brands who are far ahead. There are brands still working in the analog way. What is your proposal for the market, not only for your customer, but for the market?
Yeah, the response that we're getting today by some of our customers is that they are still working on like implementing new PLM systems, which will get them in the situation to use all those collaborative features. But actually, this is when we are talking about the future. We strongly believe in this new kind of cooperation, in new kind of collaboration. This is the future that we see for the entire market. So, if we don't change our minds and go more in a collaborative way, collaborative development, and also about the data sharing. Yeah, not saving the data just for us, but even sharing the data with our customers and with our co-workers. I think that this is the future for the sector.
Do you have any security problems? Do you see any security problems? Do you see any things that couldn't work for you with your collection development, with all the things you are creating for customers?
No, by using the DMX Cloud technology, we don't see any security relevant issues. It's just about using the right tools, and we strongly believe in this track. For this we feel ourselves quite safe with the DMX Cloud features.
Yeah, thank you very much from my side to you. Thank you that you have been here. I would like to ask the audience whether you have questions, or to Andreas or to me, what we can answer. If it is not the right moment now, we for sure invite you to our booth from the Digital Textile Connection, where we can answer you tonight and tomorrow for sure all questions what you have. Okay, there's none. So I would say thank you very much for your attention. And take your time and the possibility to come to us. We are there for you to answer everything. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other expert talks, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2019 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.